Ben here from 92.3 FM. We're at the Keswick Conference and I'm here with David. How are you, David?
Great, Ben. It's good to be here. And despite the long drive up, we're still wide awake.
Yeah, wow. So where have you driven from and when did you leave?
All right, we left on Monday morning. We left from the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Our office is based in Sydney, but Jill and I live slightly north of Sydney. So. Yep. Yeah, here we are.
Oh, that's amazing. And who are you representing today? What's the organisation?
Our organisation is called Mission Without Borders, and our field countries operate in Eastern Europe. We're a humanitarian aid organisation, obviously a Christian-based organisation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And what are you hoping to get from today?
Today's conference, we'd love to hear more of God's word, of course.
Yeah.
That's one of the main reasons we're here, but also to let people know what Mission Without Borders is all about and what the work is involved over in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
It's, as you can imagine, with Ukraine being one of our field countries, it's quite busy at this time, and we do have difficulties over there. And we obviously need to uphold that team over there in prayer.
Yep, for sure. So, and yeah. What exactly are you doing in these places? Are you setting up tents or providing food? Or you give us a little bit of an overview if you can.
Okay, well, we've been established in Eastern Europe for over 60 years now. So we employ local people. A lot of our volunteers and full-time staff work in the locals that are, obviously they know the community needs, and they work alongside, they partner with local churches, but the objective is to partner with people who are going through the issues associated with poverty and to try and help them to become self-sufficient.
Yep.
We do that by working alongside them and giving them practical advice as well as spiritual advice and attending to their educational and emotional needs as well as material needs, of course.
Yeah, that's amazing. And who gets involved? Is it just an Australian organisation that's involved in this?
No, certainly not. We're an international organisation. Australia is one of the known as an affiliate country. In other words, we are the fundraisers for this part of the world. We do have 13 affiliate offices worldwide, including Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, and others over in Europe, of course.
Yeah, wow, that sounds really amazing what you're doing there. And how long have you been doing it? Have you been overseas to the mission field itself? Why did you start with a few questions there?
Oh,
but look, see how you go.
Oh, look, that's a long story, because when I was in my late 50s and I did a uni degree in accounting, and I thought I can get a part-time job as a bookkeeper.
Yep, yep.
And that plan was to transition to retirement at 65, and it didn't quite work out that way. God laughs at our plans sometimes. Mm. And here I am, I'm 73 now, by the way, and still working. And I didn't know that I would finish up as the National Director for Australia for Mission Without Borders, but obviously God had that plan.
Yeah, he saw it and he's prepared you for it, obviously.
And my wife retired from education about 4.5 years ago, and I said, look, I've got a great job for you. And my wife Jill is now our sponsorship coordinator.
Yeah, wow. And have you been to the mission field?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we used to go try and get over there every year. We do hold conferences for the national directors worldwide.
Yep.
And unfortunately with COVID, we had to put those on hold. But Jill and I were over in Bulgaria last November.
Yep.
And it was great to be able to go out and see some of the projects, see how they're operating. We saw the Street Mercy, as we term it, which is a project of Mission Without Borders, where we help people who are very often homeless or are struggling to put a meal on the table.
Yeah, praise God.
We do indeed, yeah.
And can other people in Australia get involved? How do we get involved?
Well, yes, certainly. If people would like to head to our website at www.mwb.org.au and put a request in, we can certainly give them some information there. The fact is that we can encourage people to join for prayer in particular. We do put an emphasis on prayer. There are other opportunities for financial support. And from time to time, again, post-COVID, we're now looking at organising sponsorship tours where some of our supporters would go over to the field countries so that they can see how we operate over there.
Yeah, praise God, and it's a great thing that you're doing and a great mission field and opportunity for other people to get involved. And I just thank you for your time today, David.
Thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Be here with you at Keswick, and hope you have a great time. And yeah, so I'm Ben from 92.3 FM. If you're in the local area, the Tablelands area, please come along to Keswick and check David's standout and enjoy the Keswick conference.
Thanks, Ben. God bless you and your ministry.
Thanks, David. Bye.